Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. Viewed in isolation, historic monuments can offer vivid glimpses of pivotal moments in history, but it can be difficult to extrapolate a sense of broader movements from singular encounters. Only when disparate monuments are placed in conversation with one another do we understand these fragments of local color as integral parts of a larger mosaic. As River Action continues to research, plan, and raise funds for the reconstruction of one span of the first railroad bridge across the Mississippi as a pedestrian bridge, a yet richer picture of this area's history has glimmered into view. We have begun to see that the bridge is part of a much larger historical narrative that includes a dense network of other nearby monuments. From the site of the signing of the 1832 Black Hawk War Treaty to that of Dred Scott's former home, from the LeClaire House to the Sharon House and the dozens of other grand homes that dot the hillside overlooking the river, and from the currently under renovation River Heritage Park to Bechtel Park, where, thanks to support from the Bechtel Trust, a statue of Abraham Lincoln was recently erected to commemorate his famous fact-gathering trip to Davenport. Together, these sites, all within a half-mile radius, offer crucial insights into Davenport's role in bridging east and west during a period of territorial expansion and escalating tensions between north and south. Plot them on a map, and a remarkable picture emerges of a museum without walls, a kind of historical highline akin to New York City's new elevated trail. More than merely a pedestrian overpass, we now imagine First Bridge as a public museum, a series of community spaces linked both physically by walking and biking trails and conceptually by on-site audio and visual displays. By increasing access to the Mississippi River Trail and improving traffic safety in this fast-growing neighborhood of Davenport, First Bridge will contribute to the health and sustainability of our city at the same time that the Museum Without Walls will investigate the historical legacies which shaped this community and this country. Perhaps by engaging with this history, by actively examining our complex role in this country's past, we may build another bridge, less tangible but no less grand, to a more peaceful, sustainable, and equal future.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.